This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you sexy people, and welcome to Good Team on Paper, where we utilise the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but we haven't even bothered to ask them if that's okay. The jokes, impressions and advice are all bad, so should in no way be taken seriously. If you're fond of Johnny Evans or Jordan Henderson, you may find all of our content offensive. If you are offended by anything in the programme, please feel free to email us at itakelifetooseriously@fubarradio.com. Details of the Good Team on Paper team are available online somewhere, and remember, in football, it's not about the winning. It's about the shitty haircuts and excessive tattoos.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen. From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as dark. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal!
He watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
What a story they are!
Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hey, hello everyone. Such enthusiasm. I'm enjoying it. Welcome to Good Team on Paper, everybody. It's the fantasy football show with difference. We've got some stats and tips for the game, but man, it's just having a chat, isn't it? Just having a chat about the weird and wonderful world of football. Apparently there are some jokes this week.
Woo!
I don't know where it's coming in. Have you got any?
No, mate.
Well, stay tuned to find out. You know, we might get lucky.
Mine are too controversial.
Are you? Are they getting edited out again?
Yeah.
For political reasons.
That's goodness.
If you're listening, it's all political.
If you're listening live, we apologise. If you're listening onto the podcast, none of that will be in anyway, so enjoy it. producer Mike is away skiing this week. Hello, Ali. We've got you super sub Ali in. Hooray! Just me. How you doing, Ali?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, there has been a popular...
Sub Ali sounds like the discount version of Deli Ali, doesn't it?
Hey!
Or Della Ali.
Or, what was it? Meat Shop Ginnell?
Yeah, Posh Meat Shop.
Posh Meat Shop Ginnell. There we are, for fans of Show 17.
Yeah.
Back ref.
Oh, it was a highlight.
Oh, it was great, wasn't it? There's actually been a popular movement for you to start every week. On the terrace, there's a lot of chants saying, "We want Ali."
Is that at White Hart Lane?
But you're an impact substitute, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Best if it's spread out over months.
Yeah, I don't want to stab Mike in the back. I prefer to do my killing face to face. But, you know, it would be nice to have someone behind the controls who knows a little bit about football.
Look like a 10-year-old.
Yes, that would be good. If we can get Tubbs back in, that would be amazing.
We are back reference Mondo.
Oh, and back ref. So welcome to all our new listeners who will be really enjoying these back refs.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mum. I should probably introduce you, as we've already spoken at length. I've got the encyclopedic, the man with the encyclopedic knowledge of all great football moments, particularly if they involve Leeds. In fact, only if they involve Leeds, really.
Leeds.
The monster of the angry monologue. Rob.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
How are you doing? Yeah, but that's much better than master that I wrote down here, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a lot
better.
Yeah,
who wants, if he can be a master or a monster? I mean, mind you, I'd rather be a sex master than a sex monster.
Sex monster. There's been a typo, Your Honour.
Yeah.
she was loving it.
Case closed.
Starting well. Also beside me, I've got our fantasy football Hall of Famer from 2011.
2014.
Oh, you were awful in 2011 then.
I was phenomenal up until 2014. Then I took my eye off the ball.
Top 100, 2014 in Wales. He's also our political columnist and legal advisor. That is young
allegedly.
Declan. Allegedly, young Declan. Hello.
Vital to any football show, a political analyst.
And I suppose I should introduce myself. I'm not the usual person who starts off the show, as you can tell. But I am our stats guy, the Stato wannabe, and my name is Bundo. Because I can't use my proper name for legal reasons.
Sex monster.
I'm glad to say also that we've got some special guests coming in later, haven't we? Amazing. I'm very glad to say, hot on the heels of Stato a few weeks ago, we've got former Man United, Aston Villa, and Chelsea goalkeeper Mark Bosnich. Yeah, incredible. He's given us the latest transfer gossip.
What a class act. You've got to salute that man. You've got to be careful how you do it. You've got to salute him.
Yeah.
That's a Tottenham reference for Ali there.
Sorry, I love that. Yeah, Spurs fans all over that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good.
And Nazis.
We've also got our...
The Nazis love it.
I think that you'll be...
Ali insisted on joining the podcast and mentioning the Nazis at least once. That was his only rider. It's a controversial choice.
That and all the blue M&Ms. Guys, it's a growing movement, and statistics suggest part of our demographic are big fans. So...
do they make blue M&Ms?
Jump on board.
Do they make blue M&Ms, or are they the ones that are red and yellow?
The Nazis did not and do not make blue M&Ms. That's fake news, mate. Look,
that wasn't one of their great achievements. That was
very few of their achievements were great.
Look, that was just significantly improving the manufacturing infrastructure of Germany.
You say that, but the Autobahn.
Yeah,
you couldn't get around Germany quickly in a VW without them, could you? Could you?
It's like very much like Trump's plan, isn't it? You know, just keep building ever faster and wider roads and hope people turn a blind eye. Anyway, so football.
It's taken 5 minutes.
So
he's pumping a lot of cash into gas. Just saying.
Ali, have you got anything football related we could go to?
Anything football related?
Yeah, just to do with the show. Or
well, we're going out live tonight, so you can get in touch. Anyone out there, you can get in touch with us with any comments, questions, requests, or frankly anything that can give us some extra material to
please,
work with.
Please. We got nothing.
No, so you can email us on goodteam@fubarradio.com or contact us on Facebook or Twitter on FUBARFC using the hashtag GTOPaper. Also, remember, you can join our Fantasy Premier League.com mini league.
Indeed. So that is for all you new listeners out there. Hello. That's actually so.
Welcome.
So we'll be giving you details of the code later. It also goes up online. That's our classic league. The scores actually started game week 7 for some reason. I can't remember why. But if you join it, there will be backdated, so you can join any time. So please come on, join us. I mean, there's actually really good players on there, much better than us. Who are storming away, but you can see if you can join us in mid-table mediocrity. We've actually had a few joiners this week. I want to have a shout out to, I believe, Daniel Tashin. I don't know the pronunciation. Tashin. I'm not the person to come to for pronunciations, but
Verminal,
Bobby. he's the latest to sign up. So and his team's called Show Me the Mane. So he's also obviously been listening to the show,
or come up with that fairly obvious pun on his own. I mean, we can't...
Seems unlikely.
You heard it here first.
Well, yes.
We were doing that back in 2012.
There is every chance that we made that gag before he even signed for Southampton.
That is true. We're already on it. Also, though, if there's anybody who's doing really badly and wants a fresh start, hello, Mike. In fact, all
this
of us.
Is obviously in fantasy football as opposed to
if
life generally.
If you're a real life sex monster, we can't help you.
Then go full Reggie Perrin and go into the waves and come back out again and start off with a new team name. But anybody who wants to join us late, I know we've got a lot of new listeners. We've actually got a new mini league starting from next week, and that's a bit of a different format. So that's going to be one of those head-to-head leagues. So instead of it being just a normal league table, you'll be randomly assigned an opponent. It might be one of us if you're lucky.
We'll fight to the death.
And then the highest score wins with that.
And the winner gets the loser's wife.
Hang on, that means we're the only two with a wife. So this is this like a keys and a bull situation?
Or car of equal value?
I don't know. If you're asking me to compare my wife to a car.
What are you going for? That's what we're asking.
No, that's a dangerous road.
It definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Look, she's reliable, a good runner, comfy. Fully reclining.
She's a Volkswagen Passat.
Yes, like, I think so.
You are not coming around to my house. To be fair, neither am I now. So it should be good. So the league that we're talking about is called GTOP Battle. It's an exciting name, isn't it?
I should have said she was a Mondeo. She's had loads of reps in her.
She's like one of those clown cars.
Oh, you're not going home at all, are you?
Oh, dear. Change the subject. So it's called GTOP Battle, and the code for it is... Ali, have we got it?
We've got a little thing, yeah.
Have we?
Join the new Good Team on Paper Battle Head-to-Head League. Use the code 636272984032 to take on the best on FantasyPremierLeague.com.
You see, Mike likes to dick around with some dance music. I think, no, let's go dramatic.
And good God, that's dramatic.
I know, bloody hell. I'm glad the budget has increased now we've got big. That is, we're drinking Prosecco and we've got that. Who would have thought it, boys?
I keep expecting that voiceover guy from The X Factor to say something during that. That was...
We could probably do an impression of him. That was incredible, wasn't it?
Based on the impressions we do of everyone, yes, we could do a impression.
We could do a South African accent.
I'd like to apologise as well to all our new listeners who mistakenly thought we were a football show who actually talk about football.
Well, we dick about a lot. What I'm saying is that it's actually a little bit unfortunate that we've got loads and loads of new listeners. That's just unfortunate in general because we had the jokes about having no listeners and we're going to have to rewrite that material. But it's the fact that there was no Premier League football action this week. It was an FA Cup weekend. So we genuinely have no fancy football stuff to talk about. We're going to be looking at the wider world of football. We did our predictions last week for tonight. I think we can look, so what is it now? Like about... 10 past 7 and the first kickoff is 7:45, so we could get some live updates. We've also got the transfer window, who could forget that? Very dramatic. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who's joined us. We got up to number 2 on New and Noteworthy on iTunes over the past week, missing out to Radio 4.
The entirety of Radio 4.
Yeah, that licence fee money is going to beating the honest... private provider of entertainment, isn't it? It's not on.
Great institution, though. I love the BBC. Keep doing what you're doing, but show more rugby league. Come on.
And if they still do want to sponsor us, then, I think that'd be up on the BBC. Yeah. BBC Radio 4.
And also, never, ever allow Piers Morgan on any of your channels ever again.
No.
Unless it's his funeral.
Oh, and would he get a state funeral?
No.
Oh. I'll be in a state at his funeral.
Mrs.
Morgan? Your husband was a dick.
Do you want a real man?
Oh, God. I'm not a sex monster.
You'll be hanging around funerals.
I should never have said that.
I just got
grief sex is great, though.
It's not. We're so far away from football now.
12 minutes in.
Football is but a dot to us now. It's just over there. I've just got to say...
What is grief sex?
I mean, it's sex in the turmoil of grief, because you've got so many emotions flowing around. It's a bit like angry sex after an argument, but with more tears and much more guilt afterwards.
Is it different to Satan and Greavesy sex?
Well, yeah, because Satan and Greavesy
doesn't have a theme tune.
And you're allowed to drink.
There we are. So anyway, thank you to all you foolish people who took us to seventh. We were up 7th in the UK Sports and Hobbies chart. We've been up to 132nd, I think, in the overall chart.
Yeah, count that, 132nd.
Yeah.
In your face, Skinner.
We nearly got up to 6th in the sports chart. We're just missing out to WWE wrestler Chris Jericho, which I thought was a worthy opponent. You wouldn't mess with him, would you? and it's all down to us being about football.
And do you know what? Weirdly, it's the wit and wisdom of Chris Jericho. He reads haikus.
His philosophy. It is called The Word According to Jericho, I think. But anyway, tune into that, and let us know what it's all about on hashtag GTO paper. I think
we promised to help you through that massive thing, and all we've done is cause roadblocks. That's all we've done.
No, we've made it through. I think the only thing I'd stress here for new listeners is that we'd usually at this point go through our dream team of the best players from the last week, which has a really innovative sting on it. The Dream Team. So we can't do that. there won't be any of the usual stats.
Stat attack.
There'll be none of those.
I'd have prepared a 4-page political memorandum to be distributed across Britain, which would be introduced with this sting.
News from the wider world of football.
That is the wide, wide news of football.
And then, of course, we'd have a Premier League star come in and tell us all about what life's really like behind the closed doors.
Behind the dressing room door with me.
We interviewed Ian Wright.
Yeah.
Good old Ian Wright.
He's not very verbose, I'm going to be honest with you. He's only got a few words in his arsenal.
See what he did there?
Hey. To hark back to last week, if I may, I talked on the back of Chris Brunt's brilliant strike. I talked about net busting, smashing volleys.
if you recall.
You very much did.
And what do you think happened at the Leeds game the very next night, but arguably the best one I've seen in years? Right. Here it is. I want a live reaction.
So this is Leeds against
Nottingham Forest. Oh, ball's coming out.
Pure radio.
That's get huge.
Suleiman Dakara.
Suleiman Dakara. The that's ball to anyone who's just listening and not going to watch the video that surely must be made of this. The ball gets swung in from a corner. It gets cleared out a little bit by Nottingham Forest. He's just waiting on the edge of the box. He swings his hefty right boot at it. And here we're looking at it from behind. And you're not seeing a sweeter connection than that.
Is this going to be a new feature? Radio commentary on ever. YouTube videos.
Can we have a scene for that?
The lads radio. Absolutely twatted it.
Radio yes. commentary on YouTube it videos was, on FUBAR Radio.
It was just... Oh, news just in. Oh. Igalo has gone to China.
What, on a holiday? Like, yeah.
No, sorry. He's gone for, I believe, 20 million quid a day.
And the quote on the BBC website is, Igalo was phenomenal during the calendar year of 2015, but well off the boil since.
Nice.
He's agreed a permanent move to Changchun Yatai, where I can only assume they're...
There's only one.
No.
Changchun Yatai.
No, surely their chant's going to be, pardon me, boys. Have you heard of Changchun Yatai?
That is...
We're climbing the league.
If only we had a song about the entire transfer window.
And spending the cash. I lost it a little bit after the initial line.
But, oh, I liked it.
But I'm sticking with it.
We are going to talk about Transfer Deadline Day quite a lot. I mean, if only we had a lively song and dance number to talk us through such a perfect moment.
Well, weirdly, this was George from Formby has sent us a recording.
Oh, was that the email?
Yeah.
Welcome, George. Regular new listener.
George from Thanks, Formby. George. Let's listen to what he's got to say.
This January transfer window is an interesting time. Talking to your mates about who your club should sign, and none of you can wait to see the difference that there's gonna be, because you paid a hefty fee. This January transfer window, Man United, it's fair to say, have been quite quiet till today, although they sold Memphis Depay. This January transfer window, all the clubs are trying hard to sign a new hero, but that don't mean it always works, just ask Rubinho. If you already thought that Hull were poor, now they've sold Snodgrass and Livermore, they're much worse than they were before. The January transfer window at Everton, they want to win, so spent 20 mil on Schneiderlin. Tom cleverly went in the bin. This January transfer window, now Palace can't fuck it up. 12 million quid on Jeffrey Schlock, cause left back's what will keep you up. After the January transfer window, some clubs find it rather hard to make the right buy. It's not a case of money, but of finding the right guy. Just take Wenger at Arsenal, he barely spends his cash at all. 40 grand for Coen Bramall. This January transfer window. Again, but he's gone to Stoke, not White Hart Lane. This January transfer window, not every club gets who they want, but someone else instead. Like when you're after lots of goals, but by Rudiger stead. West Ham were led a merry dance, Payet became a boil to lance, and now he's fucked off back to France. This January transfer window.
Thank you, George.
Ban Jovi, that was good.
I mean, it's the fact that he took the time to email that to us.
Yeah.
You know, in a very high file size MPEG.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, George, just so you know, you're not getting paid.
I'll tell you what, I look forward to hearing one of those every week.
Yeah.
It's the fourth week of February.
That won't take up any time at all.
Yeah.
What was he referencing in that song?
Well, he was referencing the January transfer window. I heard that a couple of times.
Live!
I mean, great business. Let's talk about great business from that. Snodgrass. Yep.
That is
a cracking bit of business.
I'm going to go and see him tomorrow. The problem is, will he play from the off? Because he's match fit.
He's not match fit.
He's got a slight ankle knock.
Oh, yes, you're right.
He's got a slight ankle knock, but I think that was wrapping him in cotton wool at Hull.
Yeah.
He'll play. He'll plant the ball directly onto Andy Carroll's face. Yeah.
Incredible value as well when you look at like,
10 million.
Stupid, like, what was Ighalo just gone for?
Ighalo's just gone for 20.
Goodness me.
20 quid.
And Scott million. Hogan's cost him 15 million and he's proved himself at Brentford. No offence, Brentford, but here's a guy who's
tough pitch for the bees,
provided loads of assists and quite a few goals in the Premier League. He's a dead ball specialist. He's brilliant.
I would also suggest that Morgan Schneiderlin is because he was a great, great, great player when at Southampton, kind of didn't even get a chance at Man United, but it was a proper, you know, box-to-box player, and I think he could be great at Everton.
Is he what Everton needs?
I think what we need is an almost entirely new team, and he's a good start.
It's so hard. You're doing so well this season.
Relatively speaking, mate.
The eternal optimism of the Everton fan.
You're ravenous for success. Liverpool are hurtling down towards you. We're still pretty optimistic.
But it's a double whammy. Because you bring in Schneiderlin, you get rid of Tom Cleverley and Darren Gibson.
That is tremendous.
Darren can't even spell Darren properly. So how's he supposed to play football?
I think. I'm particularly disappointed that Lazar Markovic is moving on from Liverpool again alone. A player who never really got his chance to prove how he couldn't deliver in the final. I always look forward to seeing him in action.
Going back to Moyes, to sign Cleverley and Gibson once seems foolish.
to sign them twice looks like a plan.
And Oviedo as well.
But Oviedo's a very good player, I think. Well, not very good, he's good. He's certainly good enough.
He's good enough.
And he's just behind a better player. That's the only problem, isn't it? He's surplus to requirements and... I have a lot of respect for the way he left, actually.
It's the players who are kind of the favourites of a manager who seem to follow them around. Like Patrick Van Aanholt has gone back to Allardyce. You've got, as you say, every Everton player in the world going Sunderland. It's like you just want to call them immediately, like a management team almost, that they come with a manager and just go like, hello, is that the physio? Is that the coach? Is that Victor Anichebe?
An Ichibi. Not that we're accusing David Moyes of anything like Harry Redknapp's signing on bonuses.
Absolutely not.
No. That's got to be
What's
made clear.
That coming over because, the hill, is it all of your signings?
Yeah, because that's why, allegedly, that's why he signed Peter Crouch and Jermaine Defoe repeatedly, because he got a fat wedge of cash every single time.
Is that allegedly also because there's a large amount of cocaine sewn into their bodies?
Allegedly.
Drug mule signings.
I think that's a good time to go to a break.
Yeah.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio presents Ian
Holdsworth. Since when I shout at you, sort of must feel, this is my hero.
Right,
I know you love me, don't you?
Yeah.
Say it.
I love you.
There we go. Because I nearly grabbed your tits, didn't I?
You can't be a tit grabber.
I'm what? I'm not at all.
You can't grab a pussy and you can't grab tits.
I know.
It's not okay.
No, I know all this, but I think it was just when you walked towards me, I was like, grab her boobs. That's not all right, is it?
That's not okay.
And I didn't. But do you think because I've been such a good boy and I didn't do it, that now I get a free grab?
So because you did not grab my boobs,
can I have a free consensual go of it?
Let me mull this over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, put a song on and you can, right, you can have a little think.
Every Monday, Ian Holdsworth. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Next week, serialised in the Daily Mirror, the new autobiography from the Senegalese international who's taken the Premier League by storm. It's flying up the top seller list as fast as he flies up the wing. Yes, it's Mane on Mane. The real story of Sadio. It's a warts and all story as we show you the Mane behind the headlines. It's all about the Mane, Mane, Mane. It's all about the Mane, Mane, Mane. That's Mane in the Mirror on Monday.
On FUBAR Radio.
How much he's gone for?
17.1 million. That's
really?
That's what Igalo has cost.
Dear me. Well, it's gone mad.
And he'll be getting that in wages almost certainly.
Yeah.
I think what we need is some proper insight into this transfer window, don't we?
If only there was a disgraced Australian goalkeeper just milling around.
Oh my God. Well, it's funny you should say that, because I'd just like to welcome... Hang on. Come in, Mark. Sorry. Go around me. There we are. Do you want a Prosecco?
Oh, he's got big hands. I didn't expect that.
Do you want a Prosecco?
I know he's a goalkeeper, but I just didn't expect such big hands. All right, you don't have to touch me.
Mark, it's lovely to meet you.
Put your clothes on, mate.
Do if you could, you know, stop straddling the chair like that as well.
Sorry, mate.
I'm very pleased.
Hang on. Sorry, Dex. Sorry to interrupt. Mark, you can't do that in here. Give me the bag.
Oh, mate.
Give me the bag.
Come on, mate.
Thank you.
It's all right on Australia TV.
I'm very pleased, as I said, to our former Man United goalkeeper turned football pundit Mark Bosnich on the show to give us an insider's view on transfer deadline day. Mark, it's great to have you here as an expert on all transfers in A-League.
It's A-League, mate.
What?
The A-League, mate. The Australian A-League. It's not a league anywhere. That's where my expertise lies. The A-League.
Oh, do you have any other expertise?
Not really, mate. Has there been some kind of booking issue?
Well, I'm sure you have some great insight into the deals that are going on this January transfer window, Mark.
Still paying me £5,000 a beer, mate. That's one day a bugle in my work. Right up the old snozzer.
Do you mind if I ask what a bugle is?
Right up the old snozzer, mate. Little baggy, little bit of white stuff, allegedly.
White stuff up the bugle and the snozzle.
We're talking about football deals, Mark.
Oh, football. Sorry, that kind of deal, mate.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, if we can just focus. You've just had some stimulants. Let's use them to focus.
You're sweating quite a lot, Mark.
On the barbie, mate. That's what you get.
Right. I'm beginning to believe that you've never been to Australia in your entire life.
Don't know where you're getting it from, mate. This accent is absolutely spot on.
Okay. All right. What's your
Mark,
nickname?
I'm not going to high-five you. Oh, no, he's not high-fiving. No. Sorry.
What's your nickname, and do all Australians have a nickname that ends with an A or an O?
I think so, mate. I mean, they call me Bozza on Straya TV. Straya. And when I'm giving my punditry on the A-League...
Giving your punditry?
Yeah. I've got me Bozza, I've got Bezza, I've got Gezza. Well, he was there until he had that incident with the KFC. And I've got Gary. Barry.
Yeah, you kind of lost it there with Gary.
No, Gary. No, we call him Gizza.
Surely it's Garrow.
Call him Garrow.
the exception that proves the rule there.
They do, mate. Carry on, Deco. You're doing really well here, Deco. Don't worry, Robbo.
Get to the meat of it, Deco.
Alio, you're right.
What have you made about the saga surrounding Dimitri Payet's move from West Ham to Marseille?
Oh, Dimo, mate. Dimo. Yeah, he's a disgrace, isn't he? Terrible professional, just like Alex Ferguson calls me in his 2013 autobiography, doesn't he? On the barbie, mate.
How about Snodgrass moving the other way?
Snoddo. Yeah, it's a great move for the lad, isn't it? Snoddo.
What's that sort of sniffing that you're just doing there?
Don't worry about that, mate.
All right.
Keep your nose out of it,
he's
Deco.
He's got Paul sinuses.
Keep out of it, Deco.
Mamadou Sakho. Where could he be going to and or from?
Sakho-o. No idea, mate.
That's some incredible insight there from Bozzo. Do you have any other insight gossip on last-minute deals that come through this evening?
Well, I saw Marouane Fellainio. He was down in a walkabout in Hull. Don't know why he'd have a northern accent.
Oh, that's a tremendous trip through your accent skill. Congratulations.
I thought that went really well, mate, to be honest.
Phenomenal. That's phenomenal. For all of our new listeners,
that's about the level of sketches we get. Anyway. Yeah.
Joe, Mark, you know we booked you for 3 shows. I think we're going to be cancelled after today, so you should just go back to Australia.
Oh, no worries, mate. I've got everything I need sewed into my pants.
Okay, now.
Transfer deadline day.
Whoa, that was strong.
Oh, I knew it would be good.
Yeah, that was...
Look, we kind of... You booked the guests, Ali.
Well, I didn't know who's going to come up. A, naked... Didn't think he was going to do that.
That was a little bit unfair.
Why was he carrying a load of caster sugar around with him?
Is he a baker?
I take responsibility for that. That was my booking.
But he was rubbing it on his gums like you do when you're baking with your mum.
The worst bit about it is I know that I stepped out in that and refused to take any part of it, went outside and had some cider.
Well,
I take a very strong
position against drug cheats, and I respect you for that.
Yeah. And Australians as well.
Yeah. It's good to be back, though, in the studio now.
Yeah, Matt actually once, he's so strong against... drug cheats and Australians that he went to a concert where Kylie was supporting INXS and listened to the Pet Shop Boys on his headphones.
I did not like any form of excess, whether it's in or out. have there been any signings?
Okay, just so you know, that is the high point of the show. That now would be a great time to stop listening.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it could be the high point of the show, but what's that? What's that over there? It's coming over the hill.
It can't be.
No.
He's not back again, is he?
Not again.
He is. In Caledonian Road?
That's
unlikely. God, he's back again.
You can tell it's him because of the tattoo on his bloody face.
Oh, bloody hell, it's the sound of horses.
Niall Ranger, the Lone Ranger!
David Silva, away!
Fresh from his mission against injustice in Southend, Niall Ranger travels the land looking to offload overrated youngsters. If you're a desperate club who needs to increase their wage bill, then you must call the Lone Ranger. Alex Bray to Rotherham.
David Silva!
Cameron Branigan to Fleetwood.
David Silva!
Lessie Vegan Christiansen to Burton.
David Silva!
The man with his own name tattooed on his face is the man to call.
David Silva, away!
Tune in next week for more exciting tales from Niall Ranger Talks to Strangers.
It's amazing. What a mission he's on. I mean, despite public demand, he keeps riding in, doesn't he? In Caledonian Raid each time. What a man.
David Silva giving him that piggyback all around the country.
Incredible. Although not with his faithful companion Aguero today, I noticed. But because, I mean, it's difficult. You can't do that accent every time.
No, it's complicated.
So the best. It is weird this week, isn't it? Because we've got no football to talk about.
That you can hear is everyone's got my nuts in their mouth.
Hey,
they are. They're just a little bit saltier than I expected.
True story. Yeah.
It's more in their ears, though, isn't it?
It's January transfer window deadline day.
What are the big deals going through? Live update, Rob.
Matthew Penny's just gone from Sheffield Wednesday to Bradford on loan.
Oh, thank God. I've actually got a few friends who are Bradford fans.
But
is that good or bad news?
Even Bradford fans couldn't give a shit about that, could they?
Somewhere on Sky Sports, someone's waving a dildo excitedly.
That's the thing. It's one of those creations. It's not a real thing. You've had a few moments like Rubinho signing. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a statement.
But by and large, transfer deadline day is a damp squib, isn't it? Because anyone with any brains has already done all their business.
Yeah, apart from Torres, the classic Torres, Carroll, Suarez saga. But
they're very few and far between properly decent deadline day signings.
Patrice Evra's
quality.
It was a good signing. I think what was my favourite story of
Why did they let go of him so early? Because he was only, 31 when
32,
he left?
32, I think.
Went to Juventus, didn't he?
Yeah, but they could have easily just signed him on for another 6 years. He's better than... Who plays left back for Man United now?
Well, it was Luke Shaw, wasn't it? They bought him to replace...
Big fat Luke Shaw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. I mean, you replace him in the queue for the canteen, I'm sure, but... As a left back,
you've got one of the best left backs in the world.
No, we'll let him go and we'll sign this fat lad from Southampton. Come on.
I'm sure the wages were probably a factor in that. Mm. Yeah. More than likely.
I sneer at Luke Shaw.
I think my favourite thing of this current transfer window is Middlesbrough manager Karanka.
Yeah, Aitor. Yeah.
I liked him saying that that he hadn't signed anybody this year that was going to make a difference to their relegation battle. So you can imagine like Patrick Bamford and Rooney just sitting there going,
cheers, mate.
You said you were really, really... really not giving as much of there.
Like, how much faith do you have in me, boss? Well, despite what I said to the press,
I want somebody to sign Akinfenwa, the beast from Wickham. Every time I see him in an FA Cup match, I bloody love the guy, and he's got that core body strength, Anachibi like.
Yeah, and he's got a great name, Adebayo Akinfenwa. That sounds like African Footballer of the Year potential. I apologise immediately if he's not African. But he's got an African name.
Can we play the thing?
I think we can all agree.
Hang on, Jacob Hansen's only going to move from Huddersfield to Bradford. Blimmin' Jacob Hansen!
Bradford, stop taking all the best mediocre players from Championship clubs.
And all members of 90s bands.
Like they've got feeder clubs all the way around the country, Bradford, isn't it?
Rhys Oxford, you've missed an opportunity there. He's gone from West Ham to, not Oxford, Reading.
Oh.
It's so near Oxford.
Sergi Canos, I think, might be a player.
He is a player. This is a list of players.
He's an actual player. I'm checking in the Sky Spot. He is a player.
Leeds were linked with Canos, so I can only assume that he's shit because he's not gone to us.
We've
signed Alfonso Pedraza from Villarreal.
There are no Liverpool signings at all, even though we've got a complete lack of fast wingers. I guess we're relying on Mane coming back and not being distraught and missing a penalty that disappointed this whole nation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've all disappointed our nation before.
Well,
just every Friday.
Emmanuel Adebayor. Yeah.
Just did that Lone Ranger sketch. That was particular Lone Ranger.
Cards on the table. Best January transfer window signing.
Javier Mascherano?
Was that...
Mascarpone?
Was that... to West Ham or to Liverpool?
To Liverpool.
Because, I mean, both were illegal, really.
Yeah.
His ownership situation hadn't changed.
No, wasn't Suarez a January transfer?
He was, and I think he is the king.
I think that's got to be the best one.
The king of the January transfer
window. That's what really
annoys
me about... They always tell the story of that transfer window, is that they go, Andy Carroll was a really bad signing. What they don't remember is that we split the money that we got for Torres between Suarez and Carroll, I think with like maybe even like a £5 million difference. But you take a punt on two players, and one of them was really good. And the other one, Andy Carroll, let's not forget, was sold on for quite a large amount of money. So if you look at the
£20 million pound loss.
Yeah, but if you look at the net spend...
£20 million loss.
Look at the net spend...
He was sold on for a £20 million loss. So basically you gave West Ham... Andy Carroll and £20 million.
It's funny though because I don't think the figures that are quoted in transfers aren't always the exact figures.
They're undisclosed.
It's not just that. It's just that it can be in instalments. It could be based on the performance. It could be. So they tell the press that it's this. Of course, the selling club are going to say it's £50 million. It might not have been £50 million. It might be £30
million. Is the baseline the sort of the minimum amount of money? So the selling club will say we sold him for £35 million, but in actuality the buying club might only have bought them for 28 plus 7.
Yeah, exactly. The cost up front could have been spread over 4 years.
Over 4 yearly instalments.
We got a glimpse into this with Anthony Martial when he moved, because his transfer papers got leaked.
Really?
And the deal Man United have signed to buy that kid is unbelievable. It was 36 million up front, then 10 million if he scores 10 goals.
Wow.
Then another 10 million if they keep qualifying for the Champions League, which is shaky at this point.
Yeah.
And another 5 million if he represents France at a World Cup.
That's insane. See, I remember when Wickham signed me and they said you get a £10 million bonus if you're scoring 10 goals and like nothing else. We're backing ourselves on this one. Stato was all in on that bet, wasn't he? Straight in for it. But I think that really annoys me that transfer window
gets painted as like a complete failure. Whereas it was for Chelsea, it was a complete failure. They didn't get anybody who was good. For Liverpool, it was a good net win.
In fairness, though, Torres, much like Shevchenko before, that is not a stupid purchase.
No, definitely right. And he was, that he was still good, yeah.
That is, you are buying guaranteed goals, and for some reason, I mean, you know, as much as I dislike Chelsea, and I dislike them as much as the next man that hates them, they have had some pretty bad luck with strikers. Because to have Shevchenko, Crespo, Torres, that cocaine head one.
Allegedly.
No, they fired him for cocaine juice.
Was it Mutu?
Yes, yeah. Adrian Mutu.
The Cobra.
To have all of those, and also by Scott Sinclair.
Oh, the old Scotty.
And not realise that Daniel Sturridge, despite being injured constantly, was actually rather good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that is a lot of bad luck.
They always end up, really, Chelsea, don't they, with only one good striker. Mm. Like, whatever they do, they had Drogba, whatever they tried to do, nobody can. They got Costa now, and they got that Batshuayi who's coming, who would be amazing at Stoke. And I can't give him any higher.
Well, now Bojan's gone as well. They've got all those spare bees in the club shop.
They're just sitting there going, why? I tell you, talk about club shops. We talk about the Payet shirt.
Yes.
This is outrageous, isn't it?
So what was that?
So we're issuing a massive fuck you, West Ham.
So that
fuck
was
you, West Ham.
That was that Karen Brady. I think she did it on Twitter or some of the social
apprentice
media. She came on saying that any West Ham fan can take back their Dimitri Payet shirt and get a new one with another player's name on the back for only the bargain price of £25.
And this is after selling Dimitri Payet for, what, 15 million?
A £15 million profit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 25 million, sorry, yeah. £15 million profit.
A £15 million pound profit. They're in a stadium that costs them, what, £0.09 a year?
Well, that's not fair, because I paid them at least £3.50 for a pie. Right. And there is a markup on those things, but they deserve that. That is a great pie.
The rent on the stadium is, I believe, less than £2 million a year. Sorry. And they're getting £60,000 a week, technically.
They're letting idiots like me get a season ticket.
And yet they're not helping out their fans.
I just think it's classic. She's on The Apprentice, and it is like a kind of thing that Sir Alan, he would love, wouldn't he? He's like, yeah, you got yourself a profit. I don't know why he's Australian. That's Mark Bosnich. Yeah. Mark, go away.
He's got a better Australian accent than Mark Bosnich, I'll tell you.
But that...
Australia.
Oh, do you know what? I've got a segue coming up, guys.
Oh,
are you braced?
Yeah.
Because Karen Brady, you are... With that is everything that is wrong with football, which leads me nicely on to Finlay Burns. Have you heard of Finlay Burns?
No, there's definitely a joke in there, isn't there?
I know it sounds like something you might go to the doctor with.
If anybody's got that joke, then tweet us.
Doctor, me Finlay Burns when I pee. But no, as it happens...
Hashtag GTFP.
Yeah. Finlay Burns is a 13-year-old who plays for Southend United's youth team.
Gutted that I didn't recognise his name.
I've had my eye on him for a while. Didn't realise his name.
Manchester City have just bought him for £175,000.
What?
Was that a house for his parents? What was?
No. It's an actual cash transfer fee for a child.
He's got
you're
massive
allowed
porn problem
to buy children.
Yeah,
for £175,000, and that's not the worst thing about it, because I think that's pretty bad. The worst thing about it is, do you know how much they were actually obliged to pay under the Elite Player Performance Plan?
No, but I mean... £34,000. You know, we should have a copy of the Elite Player Performance Plan.
No, because here's the thing.
I've said this time and again,
I'm
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Ali, you can't be responsible for this.
It's his mistake.
The Elite Player Performance Plan was brought in to allegedly make the England team better. What it was actually to do was to strengthen the Premier League so that they could just steal whoever they wanted from lower league clubs and bend them over and fuck them until they cried.
Allegedly.
No, absolutely. Because what they did, the Premier League threatened to not give the family friendly payment, or whatever it is they call it, that they give to the lower league, to the league clubs every year, if this wasn't signed. And what it means is it caps compensation for lower league clubs for developing a player.
So it's not a minimum, it's a maximum.
It's a maximum.
Oh, that's awful.
And Man City only paid 175 grand to get the mitts on this fucker first. And the thing
it's
is...
just when you said Child didn't get the mitts on this fucker, yeah, that was really...
No. Do you know what? Fair play to Finlay Burns. He did the best thing for Southend. But there's a lot of kids out there who are going to do the best thing for their parents, and it's going to ruin their careers, and it's going to ruin the kids' lives... And it's all because of the greed of the Premier League.
But you could say the same thing about Hollywood or child actors or any business in which...
Or the 70s or 80s.
Or the whole of the 1970s.
Yep, and I will save that for good script on paper.
Good script on paper.
Top of the pops. Go to break, Ali.
Yeah, here we go.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
Hello. I am Solomon Rondon of Venezuela and West Bromwich Albion, and I'm here to improve your love life with my novelty condoms. Styled after beautiful exotic birds, you can make your wee cock look like a peacock. Your budgie smugglers can house an actual budgie, and you can turn your bald-headed monster into a bald-headed eagle. Your woman will go crazy for you if you wear Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms. But wait! There's more! Now they don't just look great, but feel good too, as every Johnny you buy comes complete with feathers from real endangered birds. So look great and feel flighty with Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms.
Warning: the feathers on Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms can come loose and cause serious injury, whilst the beak attachments leak. These condoms should not be used for any sexual purpose.
FUBAR Radio presents
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Shaniqua Warren-Markland. You played Noel's wife in the film.
Yes, I was playing wife.
And a mum,
It was different to filming adulthood because I wasn't around like anyone else, really. Brotherhood, I was just with the kids.
With the kids.
Can I ask you a question? You stayed so mature and professional when you were doing like the kissing scenes and the sex scenes. How did you prepare yourself for that?
Vodka.
Every Friday.
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You've already seen Believe, Looking for Eric, United, and Class of 92. But we're nowhere near finished making films about Manchester United. Alex Ferguson, Carlos Queiroz, and David Gill are just three happy-go-lucky guys with a football team to run and money to burn when a little Portuguese turns up on the doorstep. Minimal appearances and underwhelming hijinks ensue in the hit comedy Three Men and a Bebe.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
All right, welcome back. That was very radio professional, wasn't it? I tell you what, the budget has gone up for that radio training. Has really come
Those budgies have really gone up.
Yeah, welcome. Funny story. Obviously, when we're talking about transfer window, there's some of the time when you buy a big player and they get injured immediately, a bit like Jeffrey Schlupp, who's kind of come in. He's gone from Leicester to Crystal Palace.
Yeah,
Schluppo.
As George from Formby pointed out, left back is definitely what you need to keep you up after the January transfer window. So, I mean, that's going to make the difference.
That is very true.
Where are we struggling, guys? Left back. How many goals have we scored in the last 10 weeks? About six.
That's what the fans are always chanting for. Yeah. What do we want? A left back. When do we want it?
Whenever.
It's fine. Just give us a wing back. I'm very pleased to say that we've got a lot of guests today, haven't we?
We have. It's guest heavy.
The budget, I'll tell you what.
It's like watching Parkinson.
Yeah, I mean...
In every single way.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I thought you said Parkinson's. So we've got here our Russian doctor. He's a regular guest for those listeners who are new. It's great to have him back. He's our resident injury expert, a veteran of the Russian injury management system. And it's lovely to have him back. So here he is. A man here, you buy Kokainov.
I'm in here, you'll be Kokainov. How many times I tell you this?
I'm sorry, I'm in here. It's just every time we get this wrong, don't we?
I'm ever so sorry.
Yeah,
it'd be lovely to hear what you think of sort of the current injury situation, though, no?
Well, first, may I say congratulations, Comrade Trump. You do us proud with your work. We are very happy finally to have a Russian, an American we can trust in the White House.
Rhyme.
Anyway, to football.
I'll pass that on.
I love football. Tell me about your English players.
Well, it'd be lovely to hear your opinion on Sunderland's Victor Anichebe.
Well, as you know, normally I come here and I tell you how to treat Inja. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's the rapist or whether it is... Stop it!
Whether it is...
Whether it is the rapist or whether it is newfangled machinery. But now I have insight. I have managed to find access to email and text and Facebook of player. And they're not so injured, you know.
Very.
You look at Anichebe. He texts his wife. He say, "Me fine. Don't read paper. My penis hurts. I have urinary tract infection."
Sad.
That is problem.
He's
fine. He can play.
So this is why we get you in, Emmanuel, because it's that kind of inside knowledge that we have. Just like Bosnich
so
before.
Useful.
Yeah, it's just it's great to be giving our listeners this. Thank you so much.
I'll take him straight out of my fantasy.
My pleasure. Time. He hurt cock. Anyway, who next?
Well, talking of cock, Virgil van Dijk.
Ha! This name is funny because in Russia, Van Dijk means truck penis.
Ah, great to have him.
I don't know what it means in English.
No, it's very,
but it's so funny in Russia.
It's very funny here, and it's a joke that we'll never tire of coming back to.
His ankle hurt very much. He is real hurt. But you should check out his Instagram. Many pictures of cats.
There are a lot of pictures of cats. And then next up, we've got Mark Wilson. Very ha!
Wilson! Like Ball, who is friend of Tom Hanks.
Yes.
I prefer Big. Great, great film. In Russia, we call it Huge.
What's your opinion on Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. I like very much.
Well, it's not a big film in Russia.
But yes, he has hurt his hams. He is fine, but he's being very cautious.
And what about Jeffrey Schlupp?
Ah, Jeffrey Schlupp. He has hurt hams. But he was pretending to force move. He has many, many pictures on his phone of him in various shirts. He was wearing Man United shirts, silly Jeffrey. You no got a Man United.
What about Charlie Austin? He's got a shoulder injury.
He has cold shoulder. Cold shoulder from Ignore. Silly Austin.
What about
Austin is make of car, no?
It is. The Austin Charlie. Yeah. What about Jordan Much?
Too much. Jordan too much. That is what we're calling. He has long-standing thigh injury. Why he stands so long? I don't understand.
I'm sorry, Matty. It's not...
He is silly Billy.
I'm sorry.
And Jordan. Jordan is surname. Michael Jordan.
I'm sorry that we keep laughing. It's just that there's a very, very funny dog outside that we can't help laughing. It's not. You're a very serious analyst.
Yeah.
And I apologize.
In Russia, we shoot dog. Shoot dog, cook dog, eat dog.
What about...
Labrador delicious.
Well, allegedly. What about Mark Noble?
Mark Noble, you mean? Noble because noble means hurt.
Oh, yes. Oh, you've been learning our English humour.
He hurt his ankle.
His ankle?
His ankle.
Oh.
Because it looked like an angle?
Yeah, oh, that makes sense.
Your language confused.
No, that's good. That's the kind of logical Russian attitude to language you've been looking for.
Yes.
What about Angelo Ogbonna?
Ah, well, interesting fact about him. We have black people in Russia.
Good. So Johnny Evans, what about him?
Ah, I read his email to boss. He said, "I'm sorry, I realise I'm bad footballer. Please no play me no more."
He's a
Bondo, he said, "Bondo has made me know that I am not very good.
That's true.
I wish to become cheese merchant.
I am very glad to hear it. He's, I know he's one of our new listeners this week. And I'm here,
hello, Johnny. I'm you're welcome at Zenit. I do not support Zenit. Joke on you, Johnny Evans.
I'm here. It's always a pleasure to have you in. And
pleasure
I,
is mine. I from I, prostitute.
I thank
she
you.
She piss on me.
I really hope at one point that we'll be able to pay you for your appearance.
Russian prostitute, best in world. You come Moscow. I get you sucky fuck.
Thanks, Amine. Yeah, it's been lovely to have you, and good luck on the way home.
Bye, everyone. I off on town with Bosnich.
Bye.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
So, I tell you what, the weird thing we've had, it's lovely to have Amine here, isn't he? You live in here, Rob, don't you? You live in.
He's a crazy bastard.
He's got a
that
lovely
guy.
Way. I mean, it's a shame this isn't TV because the limp on the guy is so pronounced. You know, ironically, for an injury expert,
his one leg, his left leg is 19 inches shorter than his right.
Yeah, it's like a beadle hand.
How he was ever a professional footballer, I'll never know.
Terrible. Well,
he could just run in circles.
He used to play for Watford. So I know that we did our predictions last week, so it's a little bit weird, isn't it?
Oh, anyone who's got James Morrison.
No, I used to have him!
Time to get excited. He scored.
Every single bloody week, somebody who I've had scores. Anyway, so let's go through rational predictions. So it's a little bit weird prediction because some of the games have started. But I remember us saying that a snooze fest would be Liverpool-Chelsea. That luckily that starts just after our show finishes. But
I stand by that.
But we went big on Burnley-Leicester.
I do.
Ten minutes in, it's not looking good.
I've got strong feelings for Burnley Leicester. Let's have a look. Burnley Leicester. Let's go to the match. Let's see what the stats are.
I've got Ben Mee, so I'm just hoping
for.
Look at that.
There's already three shots, none on target. That's
three shots in total. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Hopefully, all of them were by Ben Mee. I've actually been a bit buggered by the transfer window because some of the players I've bought on the strength of them being at some teams have moved on. So Sunderland were playing home at Spurs, and I thought, you know what? I reckon that could be a backstop. Well, Patrick Renahl-Holt I've got in. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, he's at Palace. And they're away at Bournemouth, who I think are on a decent run. They've got Callum Wilson. So
strong defence. Mm-hmm.
It's bugging me right off. It's also, I've been left with four West Ham players, which is great, as I'm going to go and see them against Man City tomorrow.
Well,
are you even allowed to have that? That's weird.
No, because Snodgrass moved, you get the fourth. But what you have is the next...
Oh, Watford have just taken the lead against Arsenal!
Oh, my God, he's scored. Oh,
get in.
Kabul! Eunice Kabul!
Oh my God,
I did not see that coming.
Spurs fan Ali.
Have you got him in?
Has just forgotten that he's got a microphone in front of him and celebrated silently.
Yes! That's the way we're looking for Ali. Yes!
We don't pretend to be anything other than partisan here.
Obviously, it's Eunice Kabul. Ex-Spurs man has scored against our bitter rivals. So I am going to celebrate that.
Stop being so professional.
Yeah. And stop clicking your mouse.
You're making us look like idiots by being so professional.
What are you clicking your mouse on?
I was looking just to see at the stats. He had in fact scored
at
that
the
goal.
Stats. That's my job.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Can I do live stat attack?
That stat would be attack.
No. I can't even see the screen. But apparently, Burnley have had three shots on goal.
Yeah.
That's it.
Why not?
That's
stat
what
attack. Stat attack.
Stat attack. I think tomorrow. So I'm going to go and see West Ham Man City, and I'm betting everything on the fact that they'll hold out for a clean sheet. I've got two defenders.
I reckon Snodgrass is going to score at least two because I've got him on my subs bench.
Oh no, I've got him on my subs bench as well. Oh God, is it already? Oh no!
Now, listeners, you're not going to know this, but Matt just put his hands to his face in a Home Alone style.
Slash the screen.
It was beautiful.
Oh God, because that means I'm going to go and see them tomorrow, and I'd have a bit of excitement. And I've just forgotten. The problem is that he's meant to be.
It's a damning indictment of married life.
No, it's because he's only 75% certain to play on the site, as is Mark Noble, as my other midfielder. You can't take a chance on that. When I've got Arnautovic, who would be the person I'd take out, and he's quality. I'm not going to take him out.
In and out, yeah.
So that'll be the thing. So if you're listening in live and you're here tomorrow. Or you're doing Wednesday morning, and you hear that Arnautovic scores, and it's not Gasolino, don't be happy.
And that's that. I mean,
then this man's going to be unhappy.
Yeah. But football's going on live. We can't go now.
For us, that flew by. Yeah. I'm sorry, new listeners. I'm sorry.
Well, we just want to say thanks to our managers for their expert insight this week. We'll be back next week with more fantasy football talk. In the meantime, if you want to check out our previous episodes, look us up on iTunes, our charting iTunes podcast, or through your podcaster of choice. I've been Ali.
I've been Bjorn Tore Kavama again.
I've been Dennis Wise.
Oh. I've unfortunately been Mark Bosnich.
Oh.